2015 Oklahoma Farm Bureau Convention. The awards program included the selection of the Farm Family of the Year and the Matt Muller family, named from Jackson County as the Farm Family of the Year. Matt, congratulations. And you know, were you a little surprised when you heard your name called?
I was extremely surprised. There was very good candidates up for nomination this year. And, you know, Oklahoma has a plethora of good candidates. And so we were extremely surprised and humbled when we were selected.
Tell me a little bit about your farm operation as it stands today.
Our family runs a diversified crop operation in southwest Oklahoma. It consists primarily of cotton, wheat, mung beans, grain sorghum, and Bermuda grass hay. We have grown other crops, canola, and some other crops that we fit in from time to time, peanuts, but those are the crops we focus on.
Obviously, you know, one of the things about the Farm Family of the Year is that you're looking at how the family works together, how you're trying to do it in a sustainable manner as far as the agricultural production that you're doing. You know, tell me a little bit about some of your philosophies about how you're trying to do things that are sustainable and will allow you to keep things going for the future generations.
When it comes to sustainability, we want to produce as much or more product with less inputs every year is our goal, that we can ratchet down our inputs so we can wisely use those. There's limited amount of resources, as we figured out with water in the past, you know, how precious water has become. And so we are constantly changing the way we plant our crops and what we plant and how we work or don't work the soil to conserve those drops of water, how we apply our irrigation water, when we apply it. So we're constantly looking for new measures to conserve natural resources and yet continue to put a good food and fiber source in front of the population.
Clearly, in your part of the world, water is a very, very important resource.
Yes, it is. It is. We've always known that, but it has become, you know, the hard fact reality. It doesn't matter how much money you've invested in everything else. If God hasn't sent rain and you haven't wisely used that or applied that, you can't grow a crop. And so we've been humbled a lot by our experience with the drought.
Now, your wife, as well as your kids, are an active part of the farm operation.
Yes, they are. Two of them are off at college, so now during that season they're away. But, yes, they are very active in, you know, especially in the summertime, and they are the main water applicators as we apply water to our fields, and they pick up the slack and other things. But, yes, when they're not in a school classroom or with their school activities, yes, they're a very integral part of what we do on our farm.
What's your feel on the future of agriculture? In other words, we saw Farm Bureau approve the delegates today, the state question 777, as far as the support of it and the pledge to try to get it passed next November. That's obviously one thing that's on the minds of folks here within this organization regarding, you know, making sure the future is protected.
I think 10 years ago, agriculture as a whole was kind of asleep. We did our hard work. We raised a good product and thought we were appreciated for that. And people with other motives that wish to attack agriculture, whatever, have put questions in people's mind about the safety or the dependability of their food supply, and we weren't there to defend ourselves and what we do and rightfully let the consumer know that their food supply is safe and sustainable. So we are now having to play catch-up with that and tell people our story, because we know people are concerned. They want to be connected to their food supply and feel good about it beyond the science of it. And so we are working to get that message out. We realize we're under the microscope. We shouldn't avoid that. We should just make clear to people what we do and why we do it and sell our story and not rely on fear or just forcing it down someone's throat.
I guess you got a new bully pulpit now regarding Farm Family of the Year to maybe share your story.
We hope so. We want to get the message out that people in agriculture care. They oftentimes want the next generation to be farming, and for that to happen, we have to make sure we take care of natural resources and the environment because we know that affects everybody. And we are the greatest caretakers of that, and we take that position seriously. And we want to pass that passion on to our children.